Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Alice at
97.3. Hey.
Morning. How are you?
Good. Tired, but good.
Oh.
Busy day yesterday.
Yeah.
Really busy.
And Survivor last night, so you were up a little later than
normal. I had a city council meeting to attend.
Did you? What was the agenda last night?
Lots of stuff going on, Sarah, but...
You just sit and listen? Or did you have something specific that you wanted to...
Oh, no, we have... Cities are tripping right now. They don't have money, and they're doing all kinds of weird stuff. And if you want to protect your neighborhood, you better get involved.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Did you at any point bring up... Hey, Caltrans doesn't let us know when they're doing anything.
No, I'm not even at that point yet.
Is this about that hotel they're putting up still?
There's tons of stuff that we're dealing with, but what are we going to do? You know how I drove here. Okay, I've joked before about the speed I do here, but coming in here. Today I actually did 69 miles per hour the whole way here. Because I'm leaving so early.
I was going to say, you actually got here really early
today. Leaving every day lately.
I feel like you have been here early every day for a few weeks now.
I'm having to...
Taking no chances.
I can't screw around with... I was basing all of my moves on these systems in place to let me know when road construction's happening. And they don't use them. And so it's a total burn on me, and I just have to, we all want the world to do what we want it to do.
Yes, we do. It is, you know what's so funny is I come in this morning and I'm bitching at Yuzette, not at her for anything she did, but every single morning since last Thursday, I have got caught on a traffic break on the Golden Gate Bridge. They stop the traffic. 5 or 10 minutes go by as I'm sitting there totally grinding.
Is it like, both sides or just...
Just the southbound side. So I guess maybe it has something to do with the barrier move or something. But I just... I feel like I don't even want to bitch about it. It's just my little tiny slice of the world that I want to go right. You know, it's like, the backup on 70. Like, it affects just the tiny amount of people. It just... makes you crazy. Like, why is there no information? Is it because the people who are traveling at 4 a.m. don't matter?
That's
what
right.
Is it exactly?
Well, that's what I'm sitting there thinking and
right.
stewing on
so
when
I don't
they
matter.
Park me. Oh, we're all parked. And I swear, I think, because I'm childish and stupid, I think, let's all honk. I mean, we should do something. Why are we all sitting here quietly taking this? Feel like
I'm
catching
yet.
It, you know?
Honk, 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 honk.
Don't roll me over.
No, it's super aggravating. I feel your pain.
So anyway, I'm leaving extra early.
Yes.
And I've already always been up the whole time anyway.
Yeah.
This is just a matter of I don't want to leave.
The car
I could
earlier.
Be doing my reading,
sure.
doing stuff, getting things done. Instead, I'm just leaving early and driving slower.
Oh, that's
boy, 69. That is slow. You'd be surprised.
I wouldn't be. I don't.
At people blowing by me, and I'm just like, wow, that's what that's like.
I think you're more relaxed.
I guess so.
I set my cruise control for like either 67 or 68 every day, depending on where. Just relax. Let people blow by you. Stay out of the fast
lane.
Yeah,
I always figure people blow by me. Okay, they're in a hurry.
Yep.
Cool. They can afford a speeding ticket. Cool.
I feel like I have enough reaction time if an accident were to occur that I could eat a sandwich and still get out of the way.
Oh, yeah, you'd be fine.
I'm going so slow compared to... Anyway, it doesn't matter. That's just one of the things that have changed in life in order for me to, you know...
Well, you know, you have to consider that. You live over an hour away in the best
of times. It's a choice I made, and it's
right.
and I'm dealing with
right.
it.
So
anyway, back to the city council meeting.
Thank you.
It was cool. So the mayor, Jim Reed, my boy, was there, and we're working on a few different... things as a community. You know what's a trip?
What?
So, I don't know, how many hotels does Mill Valley have?
Four or five, maybe?
Cities are into them. You want to know why? Because they get all the tax from those rooms.
Yep.
And so it's one of the worries that any town has is you'll hear some people go, yay, more hotels, because they have stuff to pay for, schools and...
Sure.
Budgets are a real...
Yeah, that's a thing.
Thing.
If you count, like, the areas near Stinson and stuff...
Oh, I didn't even think of Stinson.
It looks like you got about 17 or...
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, what else did you guys talk about at that city council meeting?
I don't
meeting?
Even want to get into all that. The point is, I was at a city council meeting.
Until what time?
Until 8.
So it's 6 to 8?
From 6 to 8.
Did you speak at all?
I did.
Oh! What did you,
you guys,
say? Did you say, hey, everybody, I'm reporting live from city council.
You guys.
We live.
From the Alice Morning Report.
I've spoken at these things. I've told you this already.
Thank you for taking my question, sir.
At least
four
times.
This is Vinny Crackhorn reporting for the Alice
Are you timed when you
News
speak?
They do time.
Center.
They do have a little thing up there that someone, I don't know who resets that. But
how long?
They give you 3 minutes. I didn't even get close to using that.
And what did you say exactly?
Yeah, what did you say?
I don't want to get into that.
Oh,
just
come on.
Say what you said. Oh,
the
my
point
God.
Is.
No, the point
the
is.
The point is, what did you
no.
say?
Yeah, what'd you talk about?
The point
about?
Is, I was there.
We want
and
to
then
back you up.
Raced
yeah.
home
I want to support you.
To watch Survivor, which was pretty good.
Good one.
It was a good one.
Agreed.
I like it. So.
And I'm sorry to see that one guy go because he was one of my favorites. I'd forgotten about him yesterday when we were talking about our favorites, but I liked that guy. He's always building furniture around the, like he built a kitchen last night for them, like some shelves.
Wait a minute, wait, I already who? Forgot who got gone.
Oh.
Wait, who built something?
This is the guy who got kicked off last night. He's a furniture designer, like in real life.
Oh, did you just spoil it?
No. Did I?
Kind of, yeah, for Survivor
You just
watchers.
Said the guy that got kicked off last night.
Yeah.
One, he's a guy, and two, he designs furniture. It's okay. Nobody cares.
No, people care.
Nobody.
I apologize.
Wait
Hopefully
a minute.
People hear us talking about
I
Survivor.
I think you're wrong, man. I thought it was a girl. You're wrong. You're.
Oh, my God.
You're 1,000%
wrong.
I'm like,
no spoiler.
Well,
no, 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 yeah, yeah. Don't
now I know it's a girl. Okay.
Oh my God.
Keep going.
Is she a furniture designer?
That is so
what
funny.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I was sleepy.
What
That's right. You're exactly
that,
right.
It's that Golden Gate Bridge back up.
She looks beautiful. That's what she does.
Oh, now you really gave it away.
That's a bummer.
Is
glad.
Is it Vinny's girl with the herpes on the lip?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, herpy girl.
I liked her. Not even what.
She was looking more beautiful than ever last night. I was like, look at her. She's filthy. Her hair is ratty. And she's absolutely drop dead gorgeous. The people get better and better looking on that show with no makeup. They just get like suntan and their skin looks good, even when they've got mosquito bites all over them.
I know.
It is really
She's
remarkable.
Dreamy. Like, I actually thought there was a point where I thought, man, she's like, she turned around and there's her butt. I'm like, she's filthy and I would.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All the stuff.
All of it.
She even has this, because they basically wear the same outfit they've had the whole time. Mm-hmm. And she's wearing this little like shorty shorts with little ruffles and that kind of come down over her shoulders. Like it's a whole little one piece it looks like. So she's sitting sideways and her whole shoulder is exposed, like it's hanging way low, and she's, you know, talking about how I've just got to figure out what I'm doing wrong and repair my relationships with these people. I don't even know what I did, because her name keeps coming up at tribal council. I'm just like, it's because you're too good looking.
Yeah,
they can't stand looking at you anymore.
Is that true?
No, I don't know what
well
it is.
No, there actually is no reason to have chosen her. In fact, that is one of the weirder.
I agree. Once you get to the individual game, get the strong people out.
What
get
has
the people
she ever
who win.
Done? Why would you have even considered
nothing? Why her and not Chelsea?
Well, does she
why
carry
her not
her
Desiree?
Own weight?
Seems
I don't know.
Too good
Seems
enough.
Too, yeah, nobody has any problem with her. She's like a weirdly easy vote for them. They're just like, she's inconsequential.
Well, I'll tell you. She wasn't the target.
No.
And it's a trip. That person was smart enough to
I know.
Save themselves because, holy smokes, when they started showing the names, I went...
Because they did a great job of leading us to believe it was going to be
gonna
someone
go another
else.
Way, right?
Yeah. Which is actually why I think I had that guy's name in my head.
God, that's so weird. As you keep going, you're other friend. I'm like, wait a minute.
That's not who got
Did
gone.
We watch? Was there a second episode?
There wasn't.
What happened last night?
No.
It's the pot, isn't it?
It's oh my God, no, it's
you
not.
Have dumb Sarah here.
I promise you, it's not the pot.
Dumb Sarah.
Why did you think that one guy got kicked off then?
I think that was the original. Well, that was the plan they led you to. The producers do a good job of mixing it up, but it's so true. Now that you've said it, I'm like, oh yeah. It was late. I was tired.
I was too.
People are saying you're on crack.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. It's not the pot. It's the crack.
WTF, Sarah.
The what?
WTF.
Oh, WTF. I said the VGF.
Oh, man.
It's
oh,
the pot.
You really? The weed is.
Oh, yeah. Quit
just because it's
the
legal,
weed,
you can lay off it a little
Dang,
bit.
Wait till
okay,
tomorrow,
guys,
like everybody
I'll
else.
I'll try.
Pace yourself.
Oh, really? Everybody else is waiting?
Right.
But I was the only one who did any waiting. Seems like everyone else around me is having a great time, and I'm like, it's 7:30. I got to go to bed. Completely sober.
Mm-hmm.
Holding out till Friday night. That show's great, though.
John, could you drag me to bed?
Oh, my God. Don't even laugh. It's totally true. I'm always falling asleep on the couch, and he's like, come on, you got to go to bed. You got to go to bed. I'm like, I can't get up. Help me. He helps. All he has to do is get me up, and then I can stumble in there.
Oh, just, last night. Check
oh,
this
what,
out.
What happened?
We're watching TV.
Yes.
And the missus goes, because we're on the, it kicked. She kicked. Get your hand over here. I felt the first kick last night.
Aww.
It's awesome, huh? You know that feeling.
I do.
It's a trip. Because I've been waiting to get, you know.
A real solid
Well, I keep
contact.
Putting my hand there and keep getting nothing. Mm. Flutters. I'm like, you burped. There's nothing there.
Right.
Nothing
but
happened.
This time you felt a,
oh, I
a
felt
heel
a
or something.
On. Neat,
nice.
Huh?
Nice. It is. It's fun. There's a good cup. There's a couple months in there when you're not too uncomfortable, and it's super fun, and the baby's moving, and you're. It's that last month that really gets you. When you don't get to sleep, it's almost like when you're walking around, the baby's lulled and goes to sleep, and then you lay down to try to go to sleep, and the thing wakes up
I've
and starts building
before.
An armoire inside. Yeah. It's just like, oh my God, the hell are you building in there?
An armoire.
It was our joke with the kids. Like, he's a freaking carpenter, and he's hammering and sawing. And
well, that fits right in with the Clarky way, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. You got to build our own little line of furniture makers. Oh, my God. Yesterday, about, you know, we make our youngest do his own laundry now.
Oh, that's smart.
So, well.
It's smart.
It's
I couldn't do laundry when I moved out at 18
know,
because
actually,
my mom
I've,
always I, did mine.
I've basically, and it just started, so this was, you know, we're going to make him do his own laundry. So he gets home from school around 12:45 on Wednesdays, and I'm like, okay, you know, gather up all your stuff. And he goes in, he throws in his first load. He had two loads of clothes to do. Because kids cannot, I don't know what it is. They just don't seem to know. You know how you make a decision, like you hold up a pair of pants, you go, man, I can wear these again. No problem.
Sure.
Like this bra, no problem. Like yeah. I basically have to wash 5 shirts and, you know, 2 pairs of pants and all my underpants and socks. So he comes.
Underpants.
For 20 years I've been laughing about underpants.
What about underpants?
Underpants.
Just, you know, most of us say underwear or chonies.
Underpants.
You say underpants. It's so...
Well, you have a t-shirt and
so
underpants.
Grandma.
I don't care. So anyway, the kid goes in there and he throws in his laundry. Mm-hmm. And then me and John are cleaning up from lunch and there's no hot water. And I'm like, what's going on with this? And he's like, oh no. So we run it for a while and sure enough, no hot water. And he goes out because we have one of those tankless things.
Uh-huh.
And he goes and he's like, yep, it's on the fritz.
The tank is on the fritz.
So whatever, just it's showing some error message or whatever.
Oh, balls.
I'm like, oh, crap. So I turn off the washing machine because it's only going to be cold water. And, you know, and I think it was just sort of sitting idle, too. Like it was going, where's the warm water? So then my son had set a timer for when to switch the laundry. So the laundry's in there and it's soaking wet. And this is his first load of laundry that he's ever done, so he doesn't realize. So that, you know, like laundry, when it's done, it's wet, but it's been spun.
Spun.
So
yes.
It's, you know, it's just, it's like damp. So
he says, "This what it is?"
No. So he goes and he just switches it and he puts it in the. So an hour later, John is like taking apart the thing, worked it out, figured it out, shook some part, you know, jangled it around and stuck it back in. He gets the thing going. I'm like, "Oh, okay." So I go in to turn the laundry back on, but the kid has set a timer for himself, so he already switched it, and the whole freaking floor is soaking wet. And it's, you know, because the thing was full of water. He just pulled out the wet, soaking wet laundry. So I go in his room. I'm like, listen, I switched the laundry back because it was never going to dry because it was like trying to dry the ocean. And I'm like, hey, just for future reference, that's not what laundry feels. There won't be excess water. And you know, I said, you can set a timer now and you can switch the laundry in a little bit. And but the rug is soaked and there's just water all over there. He goes, yeah, I did think it seemed really wet.
I would like to say,
yes, dear,
that he is on his way to becoming a great roommate. That is one of the worst things to deal with is the guy that won't set a timer and change that crap out. Especially the person that goes, I'll put in a load and then I'm going to leave for 2 days.
Right.
So he's actually however wrong that went. He's got one of the key ingredients to a good roommate, which is set your damn timer and go change that crap out.
Well, he is currently my roommate, so I'm trying to teach him, you know.
He's doing great.
How to do it.
He's
well,
on his way. He didn't know. He didn't know that. I mean, of all the timing.
I know.
For that thing to give
out. I can believe it. Oh,
good for him,
so
though.
Funny.
That's huge because that is a major problem everyone deals with.
Yeah. Well, you know, hopefully. I didn't see how he folded, you know. But they're his clothes, so what do I care, right?
Exactly.
You don't.
Yeah.
Roll them up in a ball for all I care.
I just can't believe he's 19, 18?
No. This is my younger one. He's 17.
17.
Yeah.
His first laundry.
I didn't know. I'm laundry. Telling you, my mom did it all, and it wasn't...
I made him fold
I moved
with
out
me,
at
but,
18, uh-huh. and I'm staring there, staring at the machine going, permanent press. And I'm looking at my clothes and looking back at that thing and what in the hell?
So I'll never have to iron it?
Well, and so my buddy walks in and sees me just confounded at the washing machine. Like, listen, you're never going to use any of that. You just turn this thing to here, push the stuff in. Here's your soap. You're good to go.
And that's a whole thing, too. We have those front loaders, and you really need very little soap. So I'm standing there as he's setting up the load, and he fills up the scoop with, I go, you need about a tenth of that.
Right.
And he dumps some out, and I'm like, a quarter of that. Mm-hmm. He dumps it out. He's like, really? I'm like, what, did you roll in the mud? I'm
like, it's like a teaspoon.
Like a teaspoon of stuff. You really don't need it. Like, it gets so sudsy in there. So anyway, that was the adventure at our house, and it's so funny, too, because, you know, at that point, we'd been working in the yard already. I was already totally sweaty and gross, like wearing gross clothes and sweaty, and we're realizing that we've got no hot water. I'm like, I'm gonna get a hotel room and take a shower. I'm going to have to take, I can't go into work.
You could take a cold shower.
No, I can't.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't do it.
What?
I just can't, do it. I would die.
You would die.
I would die
if I had to do it.
Yeah. Listen
it's
to
so
you.
Spoiled. Yeah. I got to get a hotel room.
I'll get a hotel room so I can take a shower.
Oh, my God.
Listen, do you want me to die, Yuzat? I mean,
you're not going to die from cold water, et cetera.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
I might. Yeah, I don't want to take that chance.
Jesus.
Luckily, I didn't have to worry about it. John jiggled some stuff and made it work. Jiggling.
I mean, you could always heat up water. Well, you'd have to take a bath in your kid's
in the tub.
In their gross tub. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'll just get a hotel room. It'll be fine.
Okay, fine, Sarah. Get a hotel
Can I get
room.
This place hourly? We're all going to come here and take a shower.
Sorry, lady, no hookers.
Yeah, there it is. No whores.
It's like, I swear we're not
see
hookers,
the sign?
I promise.
No whores.
Yeah.
Hourly.
I'm just a shower whore. I need a hot
shower.
Oh, no. Shower.
You could have gone to the Bay Club.
Oh my God.
Oh,
I could have. I absolutely could have. Mm-hmm. Thank you for reminding. Because who knows when the thing's going to give out again.
Right.
But of course, John, later that day, a dude comes out to give it because, you know, when we didn't think that we were going to be able to get it fixed or whatever, you know, he called a couple people. And so someone came out to give us a bid on like replacing it or fixing it or whatever.
Fast.
I know. The guy came right out. He had a job right down the street. Oh. So he comes over and it's like $3,200 or $3,500, whatever it was. I was like, no, we'll take our chances. Like, we jiggled it. It's working.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, man is right. I was like, nope. It's fine. So now I know I can go to the Bay Club if I need to. That's
there
fine.
You go.
Save me $3,200.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. Okay. So anyway,
here
good
we go.
Morning and happy day. It's supposed to be really nice today. A little warmer than yesterday and sunny. So I'm looking forward to that. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's Thursday.
It's
Thursday.
Thank you. We'll be back after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.